On Tuesday night, Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Randy Johnson, otherwise known as the Big Unit, did what's been done only 16 times before in Major League Baseball. He pitched a perfect game. No hits, no walks, no errors. 27 batters mowed down one by one.
26 up, 26 down. Two outs in the ninth. And now everybody at Turner Field on their feet. Johnson looks in. He's got his side. The Big Unit ready. Now the 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Perfection, Randy Johnson. A perfect game on this Tuesday night, May 18th. And his teammates rush onto the field to mob the Big Unit.
And for some of us, there was a special thrill in learning that Randy Johnson, at age 40, is also the oldest pitcher in baseball history to throw a perfect game. Well, this is something approaching a geriatric season in baseball, with stellar performances by Astros pitcher Roger Clemens, who will turn 42 this summer. He's 7-0 this season. Barry Bonds is batting .351 for San Francisco, and he's almost 40. And the list goes on. For more on the senior sweep in baseball, we turn to Tom Verducci. He's a senior writer with Sports Illustrated. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
After that game on Tuesday night, Randy Johnson said this: "I feel like I'm throwing as good as I've ever thrown." Surprising to you?
Yes.
It is.
It is surprising because when you look at baseball history, generally the prime of a player's career is late 20s, early 30s. And we now have a generation of players that has just shattered what we think of as the prime of a baseball player's career. Randy Johnson and Roger Clemens are both throwing as well, if not better, than they ever have before into their 40s. That's amazing.
How do you account for that? I mean, what explains how they're doing so well this late in their career?
Well, first of all, they have the desire to do it, and we're talking about really superlative athletes who do want to keep doing what they're doing and are very motivated. But I think this is really the first generation of players that we're looking at that is taking advantage of all the advances that we have in training techniques and medical technology. In the old days, maybe when somebody had a back injury, as Randy Johnson had a few years ago, that might have been the end of his career. You know, he was back on the mound the next season. Both Roger Clemens and Randy Johnson are fanatics about the way that they train their bodies. And I think now they are pushing that physical peak farther outside than what it used to be because they know themselves so well.
And that wouldn't have been the case 30 or 40 years ago. I guess there would have been a slightly different attitude toward physical conditioning back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the example I like to use is someone like Mickey Mantle, who obviously is a Hall of Fame player, had tremendous physical ability. He was done when he was 36 years old. He had very bad knees, and he also admitted later on in life how much he drank off the field. So I think in today's environment, someone would have been able to take care of those knees. There would have been an employee assistance program to get on top of his drinking problem. And I think Mickey Mantle could have extended his career.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention one other possible factor here, which is a lot of supplements on the market, things like creatine.
But that's a big factor. You know, do not discount that, whether legal or illegal. At least legally, we know there are many things out there that can keep these people in good physical condition. There are people monitoring their amino acid levels and all sorts of scientific things that were not in the arena as recently as even 5 years ago. And I think what we're seeing now is we're going to see many more generations of players now extend the length of careers. I think it will not be unusual at all to see players into their 40s as we move on forward.
You think there's an outer limit here? Are we going to be looking at 50-year-olds on the diamond in 10 years or so, maybe?
I can definitely see the day where a player keeps himself in such physical condition that he can go out there and continue what he's doing, even if it's a pitcher. You know, maybe not a power pitcher who's starting every fifth day, but a specialty relief pitcher who can go out there and pitch maybe two or three times a week. I don't think that's going to be unusual at all to see someone out there in their late 40s or even 50 years old.
Something to look forward to.
Definitely.
Tom Verducci is a senior writer with Sports Illustrated. Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you.